AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. After a short car chase, Highland Park, Illinois police have taken a 22-year-old man labeled a person of interest into custody following today's shooting into a crowd watching the 4th of July parade in the Chicago suburb. Six people are dead, some 30 others wounded or injured. Governor J.B. Pritzker on this from WFLD.
The families of six individuals woke up today to join a community celebration of our nation's independence. They will go to bed tonight less than whole. There are no words for the kind of evil that shows up at a public celebration of freedom, hides on a roof, and shoots innocent people with an assault rifle.
Highland Park, Illinois Mayor Nancy Roediger says the people of the Chicago suburb are in shock.
On a day that we came together to celebrate community and freedom, we're instead mourning the loss, the tragic loss of life, and struggling with the terror that was brought upon us.
This witness tells WLS.
There was a little boy that was in one of the police officer's arms, and that was the worst experience ever because, you know, all I thought about was my son, and I can only imagine what that family's going through.
President Biden, in a speech marking Independence Day, notes that the nation is facing challenges from abroad and at home.
The 4th of July comes at a critical moment. Our economy is growing, but not without pain. Liberty is under assault both here and abroad. In recent days, there's been reason to think that this country is moving backward, that freedom is being reduced, that rights we assume were protected are no longer.
Nearly 8 inches of rain over a 24-hour period touches off flooding in Sydney, Australia. Hundreds of homes have flooded. 45,000 others are threatened. This is AP News. The White House confirms basketball star Brittany Griner, held in Russia, has written President Biden for help.
In a handwritten note to the president, Brittany Griner says she's terrified she might be in that Russian prison forever and pleads Biden not forget about her and other American detainees. The two-time Olympic gold medalist notes on the 4th of July her family normally honors the service of those who fought for freedom, including her father, a Vietnam War veteran. But she adds freedom means something completely different to her this year. Russian authorities arrested Griner in February on charges of possessing cannabis oil, and she's now on trial. The White House calls Griner's detention wrongful and says it's working aggressively to bring her home. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Judy and Ed Crane have parked cars on a paved space on their property in front of their San Francisco home for 36 years. Now they face daily fines of $250 after an anonymous tip that it was a code violation. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.